A whole can of cherry coke ran down my throat as I tried to recapture the taste of our Friday night cinema trips, where your hand was in mine, but also in my popcorn. And we were alone at last, watching a world where we were possible. On the dark and sticky floors, we have longed for each other. In a little loft in Baltimore, with a sea monster-sized secret. Who can forget that time we went to space? I kissed the tip of your nose as it crinkled at the sight of alien afterbirth. And when we were almost caught, sharing a cell with woke Latin legend Paddington Brown, you held me close as the lights went out, lighting the whole of London with the oceans you call eyes. I drink my cherry coke, but it doesn't taste the same now that we're out in this world, apart. And the tattoo on your arm, as clear as day in the daylight, belongs to someone else. And I, unmarked, but unavailable to anyone but you, must wait for Friday night when my heart will race and my cherry coke will taste like we are possible once again. She's got lightning in her hair. I swear, I got a shock one night, tucking her in after our weekly wine and wine night. I stroked the lightning, leaking from her head. She pulled me down. I became her teddy bear. My eyes were flickering all night, lightning tickling my neck, clouded kisses when she thought I'd fallen asleep. I was shocked, still, a timid teddy bear, hoping we would wake up as more than friends. She's a sensitive girl. When the lights are low and nobody can see that she loves me back. Being with her was like my first time in a bar. I knew I could be there. I knew I should be there. My soul screeched at the thought of leaving, yet I checked my ID and my guilt and questioned myself a million times. I felt young in the bar, in her arms, like I hadn't been alive and was delivered to the planet just that second. Everyone around me seemed to know what to do. I felt young. I felt her. Soft. Significant. She was like strawberry laces. Sweet. Wrapped all over me. I forgot my name and said hers instead. Over and over. I wasn't even sure if I was alive anymore. Or if I was hanging in heaven, kneeling for nirvana. I looked up to her light laughter, breathless as she bent down to kiss my glossy lips and hold me in her arms. Back at the bar, as I got drunk on her. Why do I adore the sweet sand adorning the beach, but curse the soft dunes of my darker landscape? I wanted white, pale like the ice cream I watch others enjoy as they top up their tans. Mine is free from the sunbed in my mother's uterus and will last a lifetime, so why can't I love it in the same way as those who pay for it, those who burn for it, those who slather it over themselves while I can simply exist? Jennifer, isn't that a beautiful doll? Why can I see beauty in Barbara, in Ella, in Gloria, but insist on highlighting and shading my mother, my father, the days I've never seen and the people I'll only know from photographs until they're gone, and I am a cheap imitation of everybody else, a stranger in my own skin? Why can't I accept the face that faces me in the mirror and love her the way I wish others did? Jennifer, isn't that a beautiful doll? I am a beautiful doll. Freckles, brown skin, tight curls, broken nose, broken heart. I am a beautiful doll. I am a beautiful doll. Pick me up, play with me, move my arms and my legs towards accepting myself. Jennifer. Jennifer, isn't that a beautiful doll? Yes. Yes. Yes, she is. She is a beautiful doll. She writes, "You live in the stars, not my boyfriend, like everyone says, like they know me. You knew me. You know me. If we were right about God, and you're still somewhere, telling me to dress up nice and keep my elbows off the table when I've got company, then you'll know he's not you. And nobody could be. And nobody needs to be. I just need to miss you in peace, with nobody assuming that it links to somebody else, something else. I've never known another you by heart, although some have shared your name, but I swear it isn't the same, because none of them looked at me and saw all the girls I've ever been, all at once, like a flip book. The ink is still drying, but I think I'm going to be okay." You tell me love is grand, acting grand by your grand piano. And I sing along to each song that you play, along each inch of my body when we're alone. The night is old, barely breathing as morning crawls closer. You play on, I sing along. We play cotton-covered chords under the stars. Ven conmigo, mi amor. Beso. 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 I'm so awake. It's all over. It always was. I always was for you. For you. Beso, beso, beso. What's a girl to do? Lost in the beat of your boudoir bars, singing along to your late night interlude. Charlie, I need you. You're so into me, under my skin, so deep, that I forgot how to love you. I just want you. I tear myself apart when we're apart, cut to ribbons, wrecked when you arrive. I am thrown to the thrill of craving, chasing, choosing you every single time. Please choose me too. Fuck everyone else. I need you. I've said it's over every day since we met, but you've never left my head, even when I can't feel you in my arms. I've been tracing where you've been on my body, wishing I could will you in. I am crying, I am sick, I am yours, and there's no room left in me for anything but you, and I feel so claustrophobic. I itch, I scream, I sob for you. It's too late for me to leave or love the way I remember that I did before you. I adore you, but I don't love you. I don't even like you. When I hide from daylight, dressed in the pain of knowing you are gone, and dressed in the shame of knowing you were here in the first place. Again, again, I am choosing you. Please choose me too. Let me go. Let me go. Charlie, I need you. I'm going to the fair today. Shy girl at the coconut shy, playing to win on a rigged game. Do you want to play with me? I promise I'll let you win a prize if you follow the rules. Let's be lonely and in like with each other, pretending we don't feel a thing while we're wearing our clothes. Let's not talk. Don't ask me what my dreams are, what I had for breakfast. Don't get excited to see me. Don't tell me you miss me. In fact, don't talk to me at all. Completely ignore me for a bit. Then send me a weekly update on your penis. Let's just send pixels to each other to prove our like. emojis, not emotions. Let's not mean a thing to one another. Or whatever the cool kids are doing these days. That's how we play. I always lose. Because I play to win in a rigged game. I've been following the rules of every boy who came to play. But they aren't giving out prizes. They just take them. The world is cruel. I feel crueler with every day that goes by. Mean queen with a pack of smokes and a voice inside my head that sounds like mine before the smoking and the heartache. I tell her to shut up. I miss waking up and watching the sun embrace my silk sheets. Thinking about all the ways I can change the world, all the ways I can make someone smile today, all the ways I'm going to do my best to be my best, or whatever the hell I thought back then. Patching up my heart with lace lessons, saying I'd be careful with myself to nobody in particular. Now I wake up and I scream at the sun for reminding me that I'm still here. Another day. My heart is bursting its patchwork seams, begging for who I was before I lived and lost her, when I was young and dumb and gleaming with expectations that are no match for experience. I know that everyone who broke my heart, in whatever way they did it, started out the same. We all thought it would be different, that we were different. I'm not different. I'm not special. I'm decorated doubt with a bad habit of devotion without learning any lessons. She cries out, a little girl kicked in the heart, kicked in my head, locked in my head, my pen and in my heart. Whatever's left of it. She wanders the wreckage, telling me it's not too late. And I tell her that she's young and dumb and full of expectations that I can't meet. Whatever happened to baby Jen? Baby Jen lived, and that's how she died. Life gets you in the end, you see.